What about new skills that you've had to learn during this time?
So as with everybody else, I think, although we're a virtual team and we work virtually, we're quite au fait with technology. It's really forced us to up our game. So, we used to favor one particular platform. Now, we use three or four. In terms of the offering of the organization, we had a plan where, we'd evolve our offerings over time. And, necessity is the mother of invention. And so we've needed to accelerate what we're trying to do. So I think technical expertise and the ability to make decisions more quickly and be more agile, I think, is something that we've learned that we've needed to do. And it's an amazing situation because if we look back, all of these things have happened over about 8 weeks. And so we're speaking about it right now as if it's the new normal, when in fact it's going to be a moment in time that probably lasts some months, although the new normal will be different. This actual crisis will probably last 3 or 4 months until it settles down. And so, we're learning things that may be useful in the future, may not. And I'm sure we won't know until we look back in some months and decide, wow, just what happened there.
Yeah. Well, what have you done? This is interesting. I think a lot of organizations are moving a lot faster. They're being forced to and become more agile. So what are the specific things that have enabled you to and the team to move faster and become more agile?
So firstly, me as an individual, there's an old saying I learnt in my last organisation, which is don't just do something, stand there. There's a temptation as a leader or manager to be involved and to want to do something, and I think this has allowed me to use that phrase, because the quality of the team that we have is exceptional, and so with all of the things that we've seen going on and such acceleration of the need to make decisions quickly, being able to take a step back and just allow the team to be as brilliant as they are has been a real help. So trusting the team to fix and overcome their own problems, I think, has been a real learning for me. And also, another thing is that we need to be more agile. So for the future, I think, if we get to the new normal, I think our clients, our employees, our teams, they'll expect decisions and changes to be made more quickly. And so I think we need to adapt to that.
Yeah. I've found that with my team, we've actually moved a lot more quickly. And I actually like the way that we're working now. We're communicating on a regular basis, much more regular basis as a team. People know what's happening. We're much more connected. And that's resulted in really high levels of collaboration, moving faster. So, yeah, that's good common learning. I've got another one. See, I've got... It's about read the emotion, right? And the next one is enable brilliance, which is good. So one of the elements of being able to move quickly is to enable the people to be brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. I'm a words man, so I like it when people give me these little anchors and handles. How the skills you've learned this time?
Other skills. One really interesting thing, I think, is although we're a virtual team, we've become more connected. The ability to be able to share stories and take our time means that we always want it to be effective. And so when we had a meeting, even a virtual meeting, we'd want to be as productive as possible. And so, kind of almost, wasting time, as it was considered to speak to each other about non-business things, was really frowned upon. And now I think because of the fact that we're in this situation, I think we're spending more time just socializing, just getting to know each other more. We're having virtual coffees. So we're actually interacting more than we probably would if we were sharing the same office. And we're empathizing more. And I think it's created a closeness that I didn't think was possible in a virtual environment, before it started. So it's taught me a really big learning that you don't have to be, physically in the same room or physically connected to have a really strong emotional connection. And for our industry, for our business, being of a certain age, face-to-face learning and training was always, you know, the height. You know, it had to be face-to-face. It needed to be, you know, practice in the room. But I'm learning quickly that there is a way that you can still connect on an emotional, empathetic level, and you can still, you know, get a good point across and convey a mood virtually. And so, you know, I'm learning. I didn't think it was possible, but maybe it really is. And I know, you know, I'm feeling more connected to the team, and I'm feeling closer to the team. And I didn't think that was possible.
So you're giving me, look, I think if I write a book, I'm going to get you to, you know, I'm going to talk to you about every chapter, because the next one that I've got from this is slow down to speed up. You know, slow down what you're doing. You're connecting with the team, you're telling stories and business, and the more connected team is moving more quickly.
See, and you just took my 5 minutes of waffle and you just distilled it into one sentence, so I need your help.
Thank you. Yeah. So, are there any other key learnings? Look, I'll make a comment. You know, like you're very good in your communication with the network. You know, is that something that has come natural to you? You've got your videos that come out. Has that been a new learning on the importance? Been always something that Jim O'Brien has done.
It's increased the focus, George. So it's something that is a task that needs to be done, and so, you know, it wasn't something I look forward to or was afraid of. It was just seen as a necessary mode of communication. But this crisis has caused is for it to be, it's more important. It's more focused and more nuanced, and it's no longer possible just to send out a factual message, knowing that, you know, you'll be able to see the people you're communicating with in a short space of time, and if they misinterpret anything, then you can just explain, you know, why it was misinterpreted. But because of the way that we're communicating right now, because of the speed that we're communicating, every word, every sentence, the inflection is really important, because we don't have the time to correct mistakes, and so it just means more thought and more effort has to go into the communication. Again, which means, you know, more energy, more calories consumed, but it also means that it's much more effective. You know, if I was able to keep up this pace forever, I think, or we all were, you know, we could manage to focus ourselves the way we have through this crisis for the next 30 or 40 years, I think. You know, just imagine the progress we'd make.
Yeah. Are there any other learnings as a leader you've had as a result of this crisis?
There's a in sports they use a term about being in the zone, where there's a state of mind where you become so good in a particular moment. Like tennis players find this sometimes, where they no longer need to think; they just become so good under such incredible pressure that they've trained so hard and so long that they have periods within a match where everything goes right. And I think this crisis has taught me that in a professional sense you can also be in the zone. And so the secret, and if we could, you know, as a business, if we could bottle what we're going through right now and teach other organizations and clients how they can be in the zone for longer at this level and height of effectiveness, I think that might be the grand theory of everything that all behavioral scientists have been looking for a long time.